Hello, everybody, and welcome to What's the Story podcast. This is WTS 305. My name, Danny Murray.
I'm Graham Merrigan. How are you, Danny?
Right. I'm doing good, man. It's been a minute since we last did one of these. Life has gotten in the way and all that kind of crack. But I'm
It's
doing
been
good.
a minute. Yeah, very good. Yep.
Yeah.
No
Nice.
complaints.
As we're recording this, the big news story broke today. Breaking news. Breaking news. Won't be breaking news for the time people are listening. They'll be sick of listening to it. But we're down a Taoiseach, Merrill.
Yeah, good riddance.
Sayonara. Hasta la vista.
Don't let the door hitch on the way out.
Good luck to you.
He'd probably gone to a cushy job in Europe.
Reckon.
Absolutely.
I reckon he'll go the way of is it Nick Clegg, the former the
Oh yeah, where did he go?
He's Mark Zuckerberg's representative on Earth. Pocketing it. Yeah, he's basically the lobbyist for Mark Zuckerberg in the political sphere.
Nick Clegg
Yeah, Nick
from
Clegg, yeah. The Lib
the Lib
Dems.
Dems.
Yeah, former.
He's never.
So there you go. I reckon that's the kind of gig Leo will go towards himself because
Yeah,
he's a.
I reckon he has something lined up anyway. I don't think he's just. He doesn't. He always thinks for himself about himself
Indeed.
before anyone else. So I think this was always coming. He probably wanted to do the whole White House
Oh,
shebang
he did. He wanted the Joe
on
Biden experience.
Paddy's. Yeah, he wanted the White House experience and the Joe Biden experience. He got it and then resigned. But yeah, as I said, good riddance. An awful, awful Taoiseach, awful leader of the country, an awful politician. Didn't care for all sections of society. The CEOs of the country will be in mourning, but that'll be it.
Grant, so yeah,
Thanks.
we haven't done a podcast in weeks, and part of the reason why is because we had a guest or two, just timing didn't work out, fell through, and then we were like, we don't want to do it because this is gonna be political, and we don't want to talk. And then here I am in the intro after swearing off politics straight away. I'm like,
Yeah.
well, there's only one fucking show in town, man.
Yeah, but like if we put this podcast out at the weekend and we didn't mention it, I would be getting texts. How come you didn't mention the Varadkar resignation? So
Yeah, true.
it's only we're not going into a deep dive. It's he's gone. Everyone's happy that I know. So as I said, for the third time, good riddance to the Thatcherite.
Indeed, yeah, indeed. The reincarnation of Maggie Thatcher and all that crap. So it has been a while since we've done one of these, but that's all fine and well. Big news in the couple of weeks that have passed since we last done one of these is Ballybrack Bulls own Dublin.
Yes, Ballybrack or Dublin is yellow and black.
Black, yes.
After what a game! What a game
Unbelievable, man.
against Colchester, and beat them by 4 points in Leopardstown at the North Anglia International School, and it was can't express how amazing it was with the big crowd in attendance and in the third quarter they got back in. We were leading them the whole game. Then we went 4 points behind, and I was thinking for a split second, I was never really worried, but I was thinking, are we going to fuck this up? And we didn't. And when we got that basket to get it back to a draw, the place exploded. And
Yeah.
then Mark scored a layup to take back the lead. And yeah, brilliant game. Absolutely brilliant game. Up and down game played with great sportsmanship. And we finished the league before the playoffs, second, which is our highest ever finish. We for years we were a sixth place team, and now in the last 2 or 3 years we've kind of progressed every year, which is brilliant. So delighted, absolutely delighted. The playoffs are coming up, the 13th of April in University of Limerick and the 20th of April in the indoor arena in Blanchardstown, Abbottstown. So looking
Lovely.
forward to that, but the teams are very tough. Rebel Wheelers will be clear favourites to retain the league for there's a gazillionth time in a row, and it'll be probably us or Limerick perhaps to finish second, or maybe Colchester because ourselves and Colchester are always neck and neck. But yeah, roll on.
Lovely, lovely, lovely.
Literally.
Mate,
You enjoyed it, Danny.
I did. It
You've
was
been
great.
following us a shitload since we were established. And the last 4 or 5 years, you've been coming to a lot more games than just home games. So you've seen the improvement. So
Absolutely. You just need to learn how to play in the third quarter. But other than that,
I know. Yeah. What the fuck is going on with that?
no, it was great.
Next.
And what's great as well is that you have, like younger or less experienced players coming through now, and you can see them starting to improve, and you can see because you have unbelievable talent in the likes of Jack and the likes of Johnny, Mark obviously being the veteran that he is and whatnot, but then when you see somebody like Sean coming along and that kind of thing, it's great as well then. So yeah, it's nice seeing the new talent progressing through the Bulls ranks.
Yeah, well said.
If they just sort out that number 32 now, that'd be laughing.
Yeah, he's a courier.
Absolute courier. But yeah, well done to you and the Bulls. And it was nice to see Valine and Jason back as well on the
Yeah,
court, playing well.
stalwarts.
But yeah, well done to
Lead
the
by
Bulls.
example.
Great season. We wish as well in the playoffs and all that kind of practice well now.
Thank you.
Right. Shall we go on to the guest for this week? Or is there anything
Who
else
are we
you want to?
talking to this week, Danny?
Now, you and I are big fans of food-related content on the internet. And
We're
over the last
pigs.
couple of months, I have been watching the Is It Worth It channel, where Paul goes out and he tries food and he tells you if it's worth it. It's that simple. It's that straightforward, but it's fucking great. It's great content. And
It's honest content as well.
it is. And we talked to him a lot about that. So we decided, you know what? We like what he does. Seems like a good guy. Let's ask him on the podcast. And he said yes. So here he is, Paul from Is It Worth It? Paul, thanks, man, for joining us. Myself and Mero have been saying for years that we'll go down rabbit holes of just watching food video and food content related. So I've been watching your videos now for the last like 6 months, and I'm constantly drawn to it when I'm like, I don't have to give him that one a fucking six. Oh, so firstly, thank you for creating content that I love. And secondly, man, just yeah, thanks for me for agreeing to chat to us.
Yeah, thanks for having me on, lads. I'm pretty sure everyone says that at the start of a podcast, don't they? It's like, thanks for having me on.
It's the formality. That's it. Do you
Yeah.
know what I mean? Yeah.
Yeah, I
You
guess
get the formality
this
of
is
it.
your first podcast interview as well, Paul.
Yeah, this is my first one. Yeah, I was doing some research earlier. I listened to like 15, 20 minutes, all I have, but I got a bit of research in, seeing if these are weirdos or if these are all right. So, yeah.
Stalkers.
Bit of both. It's a bit of both. Have you ever had a long phone call?
I'm not a man for phone calls. Genuinely, if one of my friends rings me and I don't know what they're ringing me for, I'm not answering
So, well, then
because
you.
they'll put me on the spot to do something I don't want to do. So I'll let it ring out and then I'll text them what you want.
Yeah,
Because
see.
then I can make up my own mind, you know?
Well, this then I was going to say, if you've had a long phone call, you've got plenty of practice for a podcast. But I mean, this is.
Yeah, he doesn't.
But even that, right? See why you were saying that, though? I'm the exact same, right? My phone hasn't been on loud in about 5 years. Just on silent, and I just like rarely would I actually answer the phone. I will happily let it go to voicemail, or I'll just be like, I'll text them in about 20 minutes. Oh, sorry, I missed you. Oh,
Well, I think if you've got a long or a loud voice or ringtone, you've got to be over the age of 50. Like, if you hear that behind you, you're like, that has to be like a 56-year-old.
But it's mad because now you mightn't be old enough to remember this, but back in the day, Paul, right? Back in the day, you used
You make
to
us feel
ring.
ancient now, Danny.
I'm telling you, right? You used to ring the same sort of numbers that the dirty phone lines were. Those 15, what 50, was it 1570, 1550, those kind of things. You'd ring them to get ringtones for your phone.
Oh God.
Do you remember this
Yeah.
now?
Yeah, I do remember.
Back in the day, and
I never
Nokia's and
used them
all.
though.
Did you not? I
No.
did. I had the Inspector Gadget ringtone. It cost £4. My ma went mad.
I think LimeWire was my first, the first thing I ever
Yeah,
heard. Ah,
the
fuck all
LimeWire
the
and
noise off
Napster.
that.
Yeah.
Yeah. The Cupid's
Great though,
Chokehold
isn't it?
was my ringtone for about 5, 6 years.
Jesus.
I used to work for a mobile phone company and you'd have people ringing in, what the fuck is this 1550 on me itemized bill? And you'd be telling them, you'd have a directory of all the 1550 numbers.
Yeah.
And you'd be saying, "Oh, you ordered a ringtone. I didn't order a fucking
Oh my
ringtone."
God,
And then you'd
yeah.
end up having to say, "You, if you've got any young kids or niece or nephews, you'd want to just ask them if they did it. They'd be absolutely flipping."
Yeah, the old polyphonic ringtones back in the day.
Polyphonic,
My
yeah.
Jesus.
Paul, you create wonderful content. How did you get involved in it?
Yeah, that's a good question. So I'm only doing it about a year, I'd say now. So I have my own food pages, and then I work for a travel company. So it's basically me and so I'm like in front of the camera, and then we have a videographer. There's two of us to do it, and we've built that following. I think 60,000 in the last year, and then my following I think
Unreal.
is like 17, 18,000 just food, like.
Yeah. The food stuff is how you came to my attention. And other than me going, "Who the fuck's your man shouting boom at me? What's this now?" You know what I mean? But it's just, it's so simple, but it's it remind the second I saw it, it reminded me very much of the guy from Barstool Sports who does the pizza reviews.
Dave Portnoy, they call me Pave Dortnoy. No, I've just got a few abusive comments saying
No way.
that,
Because, but like, I was like, this is brilliant though. That's because, like, I mean, you're they he obviously does those pizzas, right? Which is grand and whatever, but you were doing everything. But it was like, the is it worth it scale? I was like, I'm loving this now, right? Because a bit of crack in that as well. Like, but like, for anyone who hasn't watched the videos, right, give us like a quick sort of, this is what it is and this is what it's about, like.
So I do just like, well, I do short, snappy ones, and then I do longer form food videos. I'm not an expert in food. I never claim to be. I'm not a chef, anything like that. I'm just for the average Joe who wants to know. Like, I'm not gonna tell you if the fucking pickle complements the beef. You know, that's not what I do. I'm just gonna tell you if it's shit or if it's good, and I'll also give you the prices of stuff. And my main thing is that you can't buy me. Like, you can
Yeah.
ask any of the restaurants that I've eaten in, even the invites. You can ask any of the restaurants to have a look at the messages I've sent them. I'd show you. All of them say, they'll ask me to come in. I'll say, yeah, no problem. Just to let you know, though, mine are 100% honest. It doesn't matter if you pay me, if you don't pay me, you give me free food. It's 100% honest. So that's basically what I think I'm different to a lot of them.
Yeah,
And
and it
it's only
was.
when I got into doing them, right? Because, like, you know the big names in the ones that give 10s out of 10, right? That's why I sort of started. I would watch their videos, and then I'd go into the places, and the food would be terrible. It's like, this fella is a piece of shit. Like, he's telling me food is great, and it's not. So I
Yeah.
was like, I'm just gonna do it for the average fella, and I'm genuinely gonna be honest with all the stuff I do. And that's basically what I want to get following from.
And it's great because I can't remember which burger place it was in the city centre in Dublin you went to, but your man, the owner, was like trying to butter you up and everything.
Jody, Heisenberger.
Heisenberger, yeah. And you like I think that he gave you the cameraman Cal, he gave two beers or all this kind of, and you like you were just calling it out. You were like, look at the he's buttering us up. He knows what he's acting
Because
to.
they're all doing it. They're all doing it to all these like food creators, but you don't see it. So I'm just trying to show you, like, you know,
Yeah.
if you go in with a camera and you have 10 followers, these fellas don't know how many followers you have. So a lot of them are nicer to you. So sometimes when I get invited into places, I have to just, like, the experience end of it, just disregard that, because they're just gonna be overly nice to you anyway.
Yeah,
You know,
yeah.
so you just have to go with the food on them ones.
It's funny you mentioned there about the some of the creators where you constantly it's only as you said it that I now know what you're on about. That they will just say 10 out of 10 for everything. So they're actually, that's a bit of a fucking
So
fraud, like.
when I started, right, that it pissed me off so much before I started, all the ones who gave it 10 out of 10. Then I started, and I actually respect what they're doing. I can't do it. I genuinely can't do it. But I respect what they are doing now more than I did before I started. They're building businesses from what they're doing.
Yeah.
And businesses are way more like happy and likely to work. Like, businesses won't work with me because they know that there's a chance that I'm going to say something's fucking dog shit or something.
But
So
so
it's
they
like,
want a
why would they
PR
get me?
person as opposed to a critic.
Sorry?
They want a PR person then. They don't want
Yeah,
you.
100%. But that's what, like, If you're a business owner, just like if you're a business owner, who are you going to get? You're going to get the fella who could give you a 2 out of 10, or are you going to get the fella who just says everything's unbelievable and banging?
Yeah. And I think that's like it's weird because I've always had a little bit of suspicion towards a lot of the kind of the review world as such, do you know what I mean? And you see even some of the kind of the more established newspaper critics. And I'm just kind of like every second restaurant I go into has a certain award from a certain reviewer from the Irish Times. And I'm like,
Some of them awards you have to actually pay for to like to
there
get
you
them sent
go.
out.
You know, and that's the exact thing. I'm like, right, hang on a second. Like, it looks great. You walk past, you go, oh, Jesus, all right. The Irish Times have been in here and they've said it's wonderful. You must give it a bash. And you go in
It's
and you're
like
eating wallpaper paste. You know, you're like,
the podcast awards. You have
carbonara.
to pay to go to it. You
Yeah.
have to pay to go to the podcast awards.
You have to pay to enter.
No, that's probably just some private company that have made them awards to try and make some money, like.
Absolutely. That's the
Absolutely.
way a lot of these things go, isn't it? But like it's
And they'll have a star-studded red carpet, and the nominees for new podcast of the year or mini crime, whatever, true crime, they're all on the same catalogs as such. And you're kind of going, what's the story here? We got an email years ago about it, and then Danny went to fill it out, and he messaged me and he says, here, this is €250 to enter. Will you just leave it? I said, I'm not paying
Like what
250.
sort of, don't want an
And
award, you have to fucking
that was
pay.
about 6 years ago. So it's probably more money now.
Yeah, but if anyone listening does want to vote to us, they can go to www.
There is an award where it's like the people's choice, and you can type in whatever podcast you want. But they're not going to give it to people that haven't paid the fee.
Yeah. But I think this is like it's an interesting conversation though, because it's like the criticism of the internet, and I sound like me dad, Jesus, like the criticism of the internet is, you know, anyone can say anything on that thing. There's no one there to tell you the truth on that thing. But
He's
it's
not wrong.
but yeah, you know, but this is an example of it in terms of, you know, and like you said, like I get it, like I respect the hustler or whatever, they're trying to build a bit of a business for themselves. This is their model. This is what they do. They work with the places. You know, they get a nice shiny review, and the reviewer then is getting a bit of grub and possibly a few quid in their pocket. Everybody wins technically, except for the poor
Except for
unsuspecting
the
punter,
viewer.
who, yeah, exactly, who goes in, pays his 50 quid for his 3-course meal, and leaves going, "Hunk, do I just eat?" You know, but it's the
What
game we
happens
all
when, you
play.
know, when you say when the restaurant is kind of flirting with you to give a positive outcome, when you say, here, like, look, that's not my deal, what's the response like?
Some just won't like. They all say it's a very similar message you get sent from all, you know. Hi, Paul, we absolutely love your work. We'd love you to come down and try out our food. We've got a new menu. We'd love you to promote it. And then I'll reply like, I don't promote restaurants. If you'd like me to come down, I've no problem trying your food. But just to let you know, it's going to be 100% honest. And if you're giving me food for free, I'm telling my audience. There was a stage where I wouldn't even take the free food. I'd just go down. Well, it's like I need to be getting something, you know. I need to be getting a little bit out of this.
Well, that's, I mean, like, this is it. Like,
Would you hear from them again though?
If I give a bad review.
No. When you say to them, listen, I'm not going to promote. I'll go down. I'll do this, but I'm going to be honest. Do you hear from them, or do you still do it, or?
I'm amazed at, right? The ones that say, yeah, 100% we back our field. And then I go down and it's terrible. And it's like, are you fucking mad bringing me down here? It's either they don't actually watch my content. They've just seen that I've got a few thousand followers and I get like a decent viewing on my videos. And like, oh, we'll get him down. Obviously, he's just saying that he's going to be honest or whatever. They don't actually watch what I'm doing. It's like, it's just a car crash.
Yeah,
What a mad industry, like.
it's been a, it's very it's now like Gordon Ramsay kitchen nightmares where like you're on a TV show with a Michelin star chef who literally is in here to save a restaurant. Don't be trying to tell him that you're amazing and this restaurant's great. There's a reason you're on telly, bud. Do you know what I mean? Like it's
I went into one place with two of my mates, and the owner's friend came out. They were in their 20s. The owner's friend is about 27, 28, about my age, comes out. He's just talking to me normally, and then he starts like, yeah, she's still in college, this fellow, and he's trying to give me this sob story, and I was like, so I go, this isn't the fucking X Factor, man. If the food's good, I'm gonna say it's good, but you're not getting a score on me for this sob story. Like, yeah, you
Fucking
get thrown
hell.
all sorts. I do be getting threats and stuff for some of the reviews that I do.
Serious?
I have gotten threats. Yeah.
Like, you know what? Like, just because.
Business owners.
What? That's
Yes, yeah.
insane.
Sending me messages telling me that they're gonna bring me to court and whatever. And this is what's the word they use?
But the
Slandering their business, all this sort of stuff, yeah.
Well, slander isn't a legal term anymore, so they'd want to fucking get up with the times as well. And you can't defame food because it's subjective; it's the taste. So, like,
No, I know
what?
all this, but yeah, I do be getting stuff like that.
Jesus, people are mad, aren't they? Like
But
that, like,
Jesus. When I first started, I was getting that sort of stuff. That's why I'm saying, like, I respect the lads who just give positive reviews all the time. I genuinely, I couldn't do it. I couldn't be living with myself, because the
yeah.
lads who follow me, like, I do get DMs from lads saying, like, I went there, it's great, cheers for that, man. I couldn't be fucking giving people bad reviews and then them going in and I'm making a few quid from it or whatever. I just couldn't be fucking doing that.
So, right,
That's
so
the whole influencer thing, though, isn't it? Like, I mean,
it's an easy road, though.
the totally obvious influencers out there, I wouldn't be inclined to buy what they're trying to promote, because I don't, you know, when you see as well, like hashtag gifted or hashtag PR or hashtag ad, and it's
Mero, I'm gonna cut you off there. Let's not forget, we went through about a year in this podcast of fucking hawking Mickey razors for Manscaped, all right? Like, I mean, we're just as guilty as anyone.
Manscaped
No,
is
yeah.
the fucking, they sponsor everyone, don't they? In
Ah, listen, and
the podcast
honest to God, we were peddling them there for a while, and they were
world.
loved,
Good
honest.
choice of word there,
Yeah,
Danny.
look, they were lovely to deal with, and some of their products were actually decent, but I mean, you know, like.
No. One of them, yeah, I think it was the Manscaped 3.8. Are you still working with them?
No, no,
No.
no, no, no.
Nicked my ball sack off, and once you
Yeah,
nick your balls off that once,
that's
that's
it.
that is it's yeah. You can't trust that after
The
doing it
trust is
once.
broken, and at that
No.
point, you're like, do you know what? I'll just stick to the little nasal hair one, and maybe some of that nice smelling ball deodorant that they're peddling. But yeah, so look, I mean, we're all shields at some point in time in our life, lads, for
Yeah,
various
I
different
know, but
reasons, right?
I'm not inclined to engage when I see something. If I'm going scrolling through Insta stories and I see a prominent influencer pops up on the screen with an ad or whatever, I'm actually more likely not to get it.
I get you. I get
Do you
you.
know? Like, if you're Danny on your Insta stories and you're eating a Kinder, one of those Kinder
I'm
chocolate
eating
things.
some delicious Dairy Milk Dime eggs available this time of year because it's Easter.
Yeah, well, see, I'd be more inclined to get that now because you've just in the background, as opposed to someone saying, "Oh my God, these are gorgeous." It's just not believable, like, and it's that's something I admire about you, Paul. Is like you're not going to engage or sell yourself to that kind of section of that market.
I do love the fact that when you watch it, you're very clear and you're very. There was one of them. It was like a was it a Michelin star Chinese you went to recently?
Oh, it's an
Where
Indian. Oh,
Indian, that
unbelievable.
was it. But straight up, you're just like, and of course, I'm giving you the prices because that was before. I was like, oh, this is gonna be pricey, and then 3 seconds later, you're saying it, and I'm like, I fucking love this guy. This is exactly what I'm here for.
That's what you want, though, isn't it? You want to know how much it is.
Yeah.
Is it good? And what's the ex well, like the ex when I say the experience, I mean like what are the waiters and stuff like? Because a terrible waiter can bring down the score dramatically, like.
This is why you don't eat chocolate during a podcast. But if anyone from Cadbury is listening, I'm open to being a shield. You can't buy the lad, but you can't buy me. All right. On that waiter, and now I know it's different because you're going there for that experience, right? But you went to that Karen's Diner place. Now, honestly, even if it was free, I couldn't go because the thought of somebody abusing me when I'm trying to eat food. Just fucking it's so alien to me that
I
like
went to one in Vegas.
I just couldn't. I couldn't. I was like, I don't get the appeal of this at all. Like,
What did you think of it?
I went to one in Excalibur Hotel in Vegas, and it was real, like they give you hats to wear, and then they just like they write stuff and then they stick it on the hat, and you don't know what you're being slagged. Only your friends tell you, order after writing this. And it was grand. Like the clips I've seen of the place that you went in town seems a bit like forceful, maybe. The one in the Excalibur, it was grand. I didn't find it too bad, or like, but once you're eating, they're not coming over like throwing stuff at you or like, but they are
I
like
think
just
they were.
throwing your knife and fork down and they just throw your plates down and they'll tell you to stay to your haircut or something, you know, that way.
That's American, so isn't it? I think they feel like they have to up it over here because like Irish people are quite funny already, whereas like Americans
Uptight.
in general they're not that funny. So like they feel like they probably have to do more. I also
Yeah.
went in with a big fuck off. Like I had a fuck off camera in my hand walking in. So they were obviously like, oh, this could be content for us as well. So maybe they went a bit harsher on me.
Yeah.
I would never go to something like that if I wasn't recording it. Like I was trying, I put that up on YouTube. It's actually the best video I've ever got on YouTube. It's only at 5K, but it's the best one I've done, and it worked, you know, doing something like
Yeah.
that. But like the food alone was so bad,
Yeah.
and I actually said it to the owner of the place. I didn't know it was the owner. I think he recognized I think he recognized me or something because he said to me, well, is it worth it as it's going to the toilet? And I thought it was just some bloke that was sitting in the restaurant. And I was like,
Yeah.
that's absolute dog shit. That food is terrible. I can make better in my air fryer. Right. Walked
I
into
love it.
the toilet, came back, sat down. He comes down, he's like, oh, is it really that bad? I'm the owner. And I was like, listen, I could lie to you now and tell you that it's great now that you've told me you're the owner. And you can watch back the video and see that I've said it's terrible. It's not good food. Like, it's just not
Yeah.
good. And then he actually said to me, he was like, we're going to change some of the menu. We have it like in the works and stuff. But
Yeah.
yeah.
But sure, it's only open, isn't it?
Yeah. It was open like a week and we went in. He's like, we already have some changes in the works.
It's not a vote of confidence there anyway. Like,
You're not going there for food, though, are you? Like you're going for the experience. You're going to get
and
abused.
was it pricey?
Yeah.
I think it was the minimum spend is 20 euro per person. I
Okay.
think it's about 25, 26 quid. So it's not cheap, like.
Yeah. Like
And you're
for
getting
what it is,
abused.
it's basically a kind of it's in the same sort of bracket maybe as like an Eddie Rockets type thing, is it?
That's what they're trying to brand themselves on. Being better
Yeah.
than Eddie Rockets. He actually said that to me. He's like, but are we better than Eddie Rockets? Like, I know we won't have the best field, but is it better than Eddie Rockets? So like, I haven't had that in years, but there's no way it's nowhere near Eddie Rockets. Like,
Yeah,
they're,
listen, I mean,
it's
I'm
also, you know where it is in town on O'Connell
O'Connell
Street.
Street.
You know, they don't like, I was saying to myself, I was like, you need to get a bouncer or something in here. There's going to be some trouble at some point.
Jesus, yeah. Gee,
Somebody.
Eddie Rockets, though, man. I'll go back to Eddie Rockets as long as they keep giving that Cajun and garlic sauce, man.
Yeah,
Everyone,
Eddie Rocks are
anyway.
always changing their menu though. Was lately in the last 4 or 5 years, they seem to change it once a year. Whereas they went about 20 years with the exact same menu.
Yeah, you and I went there a couple of months ago. We went to, was it Second Captain's? No, Off the Ball, was it? Which one of them? We went to one of them live and
Second Captains, yeah.
we got Eddie Rockets beforehand. And I think that's the first one I've had in a long, long time. But
Jeez, I forgot we went to Eddie Rockets, yeah.
yeah, there you go.
It's not bad. Like them places have their place, you know, like Eddie Rockets, Domino's. It's a 6 out of 10 every time, but you want it every few months, you
Yeah.
know?
That's it.
Yeah,
That's somewhat. That's what it is.
absolutely,
That
yeah.
it's that kind of steady. Like, you know, you're never going to be blown away by it, but you kind of know what you're getting, and you're like, I'm willing to accept that. Yeah, absolutely. You know, to try and make it a little bit more positive, then Paul, on the is it worth it scale, then you've had a few places that have got like, you know, there's been decent nines and all in there.
Yeah.
Is there somewhere in Ireland that is kind of pound for pound the best place to go in your opinion for food? Like, is Galway better than Limerick? Is Limerick better than Dublin? What's out there, man?
The best county to go to.
I'm the one that should be able to articulate these things when I'm hosting a podcast 9 years. But yeah, what you
Yeah,
said.
the best county to go to. I think Dublin, but I've tried so much more food in Dublin than other places. Like I've tried food from all over Ireland. Well, I've tried the most in Dublin. So I think Dublin has pound for pound the best spots. Yeah, but the best place in Ireland, on the island of Ireland, let's be specific here, you know, on the island
Oh, this is going into the occupied six, Mero. Brace
of
yourself.
Ireland. It's Flout Pizza on
Yes.
Newton
Newton. Is
something. What is it? Newton
it Newton Arts
Abbey?
Road? No, Newton.
Yeah, Newton
Yeah.
Arts Road. Unbelievable.
Yeah.
It's
Yeah.
different
I've heard of
gravy.
it.
It is unbelievable.
Is
Have you
that
had
the
any yet?
drive-through? Is that the drive-through place?
No.
No,
No.
no.
They open like 4 hours a day, and once they sell out, they're done. Like,
That's it. They're done. Like, yeah. Unbelievable.
Jesus.
I used to go to work in Belfast every so often, so I went in one day, and it was
Have you had it a few times? Yeah, it's
only once, and it was
hard to
absolutely amazing.
explain how good
Yeah.
it is.
It's a pizza, is it?
Yeah.
Yeah,
Yeah.
but it's just different.
Yeah.
It's just different. The dough, and like, if you've ever heard your man that owns the place talk about pizza, it's like a science to him.
Yeah.
Like, he puts his
And
life into it.
the place in town, the New York place, is getting rave reviews.
Papillino.
Near, yeah, I haven't had that either.
That's Love in Dublin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyone who watches Love in Dublin loves that place.
Oh,
That's
really?
what that place is. It's good.
What are
Like,
you saying there, Paul?
that's what it is. It is what it is, you know. That's
That's
their
fair.
place,
Yeah,
and they
it
come
is. And
after you if you don't like it.
yeah. Raid it against the place in Newton Arts Road.
No, it's different. It's
It's
different
different.
levels. It's like
Yeah.
if you're comparing it to football, do you watch football?
Oh,
Yeah.
yeah.
It's like top of the Premier League to like relegation zone. It's
Yeah.
like Luton against City. That's what it is. It's
It's
good. You know, they're in the same league,
still
but
Premier League. Yeah, it's still
they're
Premier
miles
League.
apart. Have you had both of them, Danny? Have you had Bambino and
No, I haven't had Bambinos. The best pizza I've had in Dublin was Pinheads.
No way.
Yeah, now I
That's
don't know
beside
if I
the
have it.
Ficlo's chipper, close to Harold's Cross, like just over the bridge.
Yeah, it was a little
Next
bit
door.
outside town, all right. I remember that
Yeah.
much. But yeah, I see. I live in Laois now, so I don't get to go to have sort of. If I'm in Dublin,
Okay.
I'm going for a sit-down restaurant kind of job. I'm not getting a little grab-and-go jobby anymore, as much as I would love
Yeah.
to. And I can't convince my wife to go to Zaytoven, no matter how much I try. Like, do you know what I mean? So,
So for someone like you live in Laois and you watch the videos, what do
yeah.
you get out of them? Like, if you're never gonna go to the places, you just
So,
like see me butchered. Is that
no,
what you just enjoy me?
it's right. It's entertainment value for one, right? Because I'd watch food content all day. And like everybody, my attention span is getting shorter and shorter because that's just the
Yeah.
way stuff is being fed to us now. Do you know what I mean? So, like, I've watched the YouTube videos that you do as well, but definitely it was the I don't do TikTok, it was Instagram. I don't know if you're on, are you on TikTok as well?
Yeah. TikTok would be where I'd have the main following.
You see,
That's what you sent me to TikTok before, Danny.
it was definitely Instagram. Sure, I'm not on TikTok, Graham.
Oh, sorry, apologies.
I'm nearly 40 years old. If I'm on TikTok, man, there's a knock on my door from people who want to check my internet history. Like, do you know what I mean? So, but it's for me, it's entertainment, and it is that whole thing of like I still lie to myself and say, you never know, I might be over there. I might like you're doing one in
Yeah.
Galway, and I was going to Galway, and I was like, Dobros, Dad, let's see what Paul thinks of Dobros. Do you know what I mean? Stuff like that.
Yeah.
And then when like some of the ones that you've got, like I said, you've done that, the Indian place, you're doing Amerta. Anybody from Ballybrack will know what Amerta is because it's where
America.
people from Ballybrack go for special occasions, right?
Shut down recently for health implications.
People say they're cooking pigeon or something in my
Ah,
comments.
for fuck's sake,
Pigeon
that
or
rumor.
duck or something.
That rumor has been going around since the early 2000s,
No,
man.
they were actually shut
Pigeons, man.
recently.
They were sure,
Just
yeah.
seen on the journal, restaurants that were affected by HSE stuff and foreclosures.
Yeah, but they weren't cooking pigeon marrow. Do you know what I
No, I
mean?
didn't say that. I'm not saying
Yeah,
that.
no, all right. That's what the rumors are saying. That's what the rumors are saying.
They weren't cleaning the kitchen and all.
Ah, yeah, that wouldn't shock me at all. I mean, when you're doing an all-you-can-eat buffet and you're asking people to pay less than a score for essentially
Everything.
enough food to feed a family of 75 people, then yeah, cleaning's probably going to be lax because the fucking fryer is going 24/7. Like,
I've only
yeah.
ever had it once and I didn't like it at all.
It's
It was.
cooked to order. It's a cooked to order, all you can eat.
It's bizarre. I found I've been there twice, and like, don't it was grand. Like, don't like for what you're paying, you're kind of like,
It's grand.
all
Yeah,
right, fair
I
enough,
agree. Yeah,
yeah.
it's grand.
But it wouldn't be somewhere I'd crave. Like, I wouldn't, you know.
I'm not a massive eater. Like, people love looking at. I'm doing the all you can eat because people love looking at like all you can eat. I'm not a massive eater, so I'd
Ah, same.
prefer to spend like if they're about 25 on average. I'd prefer to spend 25 and get like a nice meal, like
Yeah.
just one plate of something rather than just a load of shit. Like,
Yeah, see, that's for, especially for me these days, because I did a gastrectomy there 2 years ago. Like, so I can't eat like fucking, like, and all you can eat back in the day for me would have been like the Olympics, whereas now I'm terrified by the mere thought of it. Like, you know what I mean?
You can barely do a starter now.
Like, yeah, so I'm like, oh, fucking hell. But at the same time, I do get why people are drawn to them. You know, like,
Yeah,
it's
it is interesting,
fascinating.
isn't it? There's so much different choice and stuff. You want to taste it all.
That's it. That's it. And it's that thing, isn't it? Like, do I want like a curry, or do I want crispy fried chicken, or do I want a few wontons, or do I
Get it
just want
all.
every? Do I just want everything? Why
Yeah.
not have everything? You know.
There's a place out, I haven't been to it now, but an all you can eat in Liffey Valley, and it has so many different cuisines or something.
Called Cosmo or something.
Yeah.
That's the one, yeah.
Yeah.
Have
I'm
you
gonna
been
do
there
that
yet?
soon. No, I'm gonna do that soon.
All right. So here's my thing with that, and like, just for being fucking negative here, right? But it's one thing going to like an all-you-can-eat Chinese, right? That's one culinary discipline. If I'm going to an all-you-can-eat and I'm able to get pasta, I'm able to get Chinese,
Pizza.
I'm able to get pizza, I'm like, what?
Indian food. There was one that had all this.
Like,
Yeah.
what,
Naan
like,
bread.
what the fuck is going on in that kitchen? There's worlds there that are colliding that should not collide, like, you know?
Yeah. How are you cooking all that? How are you getting it all out there? Like,
Yeah, I mean,
oh,
I've never.
the negativity comment. Yeah. Negativity breeds. If you put up a bad review, you get fucking butchered.
Yeah.
Do you?
Oh, the negative. Yeah.
You see, there's it's very food is very tribal, right? And there's
Yeah, but
people
just people
who.
say, hey, you're wrong, Paul. I had that and it was massive or something.
No, they get real personal. I can't
Yeah.
think of exact things that they say. Like the heart, like they call me Harry Potter and stuff. That doesn't get to me. It's the ones that watch every single video. You know, they watch like the 10, 12-minute videos I put up, and they comment on something real specific about the way I chew or something, you know, and they go into like six different points. Like,
That's how you know you're
Jesus,
winning.
man.
That's how
Yeah.
you know you're winning.
Yeah. You are a loser, like going into that much
Yeah.
detail.
12-minute clip, and
That's
then they're commenting on how I'm cheating. Get a life, like, Jesus.
we see this one because, right, like for us, right, like if it's a place that we're kind of transient in, or we're just going in and we're having it once,
Transient.
maybe. This is, listen, man,
I
this
don't
what you
even know what
get.
that means.
This
Yeah,
is
Danny, Jesus.
you're just passing on through. You're in, you're out, you're gone. It's a one-stop
Yeah.
shop for you. You know what I mean? That's what a lot of these places are, especially what you're doing. Like you're not going to be necessarily a regular or a repeat customer for some of these
No.
places, Paul, right? But there are some people who watch that and that's their go-to. That's their spot. So they do take it personally because suddenly they feel affronted that their taste buds could be lesser. You know,
You've just
like you're
ruined me
going
Friday
in.
nights.
So you're going in, you're like, Andy, is it worth the scale? It's a 7.2. Whereas for these guys, they're like, did he take 7? You better have said 17. It's only out of 10, but you better have said 17. I'm not having that. That's my Friday night every night, and he's insulting me. Like, do you
Yeah,
know what I mean?
no.
So,
Yeah, no, you're not wrong.
man.
People do get very, very passionate about it.
It's like for me and Mero and our friend Gary and Paul, you know, Mero was mad about pasta bake, but whenever we bring it up, he goes mad. He goes absolutely, we don't get the fuss about pasta bake at all, but Mero is,
Inside joke, Paul.
he's mad
I
for
don't.
pasta
Yeah,
bake.
I wouldn't be a pasta bake fan.
No, nobody else except for Graham is, to be honest with you. So, this is very inside baseball, Mero.
He's not happy with that one. He's just rolling the eyes down there. He's not happy
He is. He
with
gets an awful time over the past. But actually, last night we were out for dinner, myself, Mero, and our friends, and went to Data in Glasthoole. It's Glasthoole, going to get it, Glasthoole.
Last hill.
And there's a few of them knocking about the place, isn't there? There's Greystones and there's.
Greystones, Bray, Glasthoole, and Black Rock might be.
Yeah.
But
And.
it's Pakistani and it's absolutely sensational.
Yeah, now I will qualify by saying it's Pakistani, but I still just got chicken tikka.
They're very similar, aren't they? Pakistan and
I am
Phil.
quite basic in that regard, but it was absolutely beautiful, to be fair to it. Yeah,
Very
and
nice.
this podcast happens to be brought to you this week by Data Restaurant.
No, it's not. No, it's
It's
not.
not.
How
I
long
wish it was.
have you been going, lads? How long have you been doing it for?
9 years. Nine
My
years.
God.
Yeah,
Because they
so.
say, like, I'm sure you've seen all the little clips that you know you watch. I watch they were saying only 10% or whatever the percentage is of podcasts make it past 10 episodes or whatever.
Yeah, and
You
I
know
don't
how all them
believe
start,
it.
yours are 300 deep, over 300.
Yeah,
Yeah,
well, see, there's, I'd say, well, we're on, what is it? This is about three, I don't even know what number we're on. I'll have to check before I put it live. But like we at one stage then were doing like mini episodes that we were calling the 600 because they were 10 minutes long and we thought we were real clever because, you know, 10, 20, 60. But anyway, so there's probably about, I'd say we've done close to 350, 360 episodes. Like, and yeah, I mean, we're nowhere near as regular as we once were and that kind of thing.
How regular were you? Like, were you doing it daily or was it like...
No, we were religiously weekly. Like, to the point where at one stage we said, we're having a chat going, this is getting to be a job now. This is starting to, between trying to get guests, trying to do the website, trying to edit, trying to build something. Just, and we both kind of just said, you know what? Like, it's a hobby. We enjoy it. And rather than turning sour because it's becoming work, let's just try and maintain where we enjoy it and we get to chat to people and we get to have conversations about things that normally we wouldn't chat about, or we get to talk to people who we normally wouldn't talk to. And thankfully listeners have stayed with us over the years and kind of they've been along for the ride as well. So, and sometimes it works out great.
Whose idea was it to start it? Was it both your ideas? Or like, because 8, 9 years ago, I'm just trying to think back, like, podcasting, what, it wasn't really, what, or was it?
It wasn't in Ireland. 2015, no, it wasn't. There wasn't many. But now, like, I mean, we haven't done a podcast since the start of February. And a lot of that, like a lot of it has got to do with stuff going on in our life, like just life getting in the way, Danny changing job, Danny going on holiday, me doing stuff. And it just, life got in the way. But it's also, the market's saturated now that there's about 5 or 6 podcasts that are going for the same guests all the time. And there's probably podcasts that are paying guests as well, and like we've never been asked by.
What do you mean? I'm not getting any fucking money for this.
Our friends and dad at a restaurant are going.
Yeah, friends and dad. Just and tell them we sent you.
There's also a lawnmower 3.0 from Manscaping.
Oh no, I want it. Send the bike.
There's loads out there now that's just a bit saturated, you know, that way.
So, whose idea was it originally to start it? And what was the original? Was this the idea, just two lads getting people on talking, or what was...
God, no. No, so originally, and there may still be people who have been with us since episode one, and there may be people who don't know anything at all of it. So get comfortable, lads. But essentially, me and Mero used to work in the same company, and at the time, we were both training with our friend, a wonderful girl called Lindsay Doyle, who at the time was still active in kickboxing, world champion kickboxer, very accomplished and a brilliant, brilliant trainer as well. Mero was trying to do the Paralympics, and I was just trying to be less of a fat fuck. And we kind of were thinking about it, and we were like, there's probably something in this in terms of like following somebody who is trying to be an Olympian, following a world-class athlete who is competing for world titles, and following a very less than average Joe who just wants to be a bit healthier and not be out of breath going up the stairs.
Yeah.
So I wonder, can we do something with that? So originally it was the three of us. And we done the first episode and more than 5 people listened and our socks were blown off by it. And then quickly we learned that our story will only get us so much content. So we actually need to talk to other people and hear their story. So that's where the whole sort of everyone has a story to tell and we're just going to chat to them about their story thing was born out of. That's just grown over the years. Lindsay has a family now with the lovely Austin, and you know, she left us well very early on, I suppose, after about was it 30
years. 9 years. She probably left us about 8.5 years ago.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. There's no ill will. I did for a long time the podcast refer to her as being passed away and made Lord rest her. There's no ill will there. She's brilliant though. She's brilliant. And yeah, we've just been going ever since. And yeah, we've got to talk to people who we never thought we'd get to talk to. We've got to do things we never thought we'd get to do. We've done live shows, fucking sang.
Did you get nervous? Would you get nervous for a live show or anything like that? Or is that just
Danny does.
Yeah, it's weird. Like, right. So
Danny shoots the bed for live shows.
I don't get nervous until about 5 minutes before it, and then I absolutely brick it.
He bricks it in as far as like, what are we doing here? Why are we doing this?
Full on, just like imposter syndrome comes in. Like, why are we here? What are we doing? This is a job. Like this is a mistake. Like,
even you're gonna have to do this on your own, bro.
When you was asking me on, I was like, why the fuck did I want? I was looking at some of the guests I've had on. I was like, why the fuck did I want me on? I was like, this is a scam or a joke or something like
Danny the scam.
that.
Yeah, I mean, look, like it's, and this is it. This is the beauty of it, right? Because literally everyone has a story to tell. And I think this is the thing about podcasts and the people forget is that, like, yeah, you can listen to the radio and you can hear people on the radio and all that, but it's always just like 5 minute, 7 minute
Oh,
segments. You're never going
radio.
to actually have a chat like this where, yeah, all right, it's going a bit all over the place, but it's a genuine conversation as well, you know? Plus, I'm fairly certain you could listen to fucking Radio One for the next 10 years and you're not going to hear George Foreman singing Dancing Queen by ABBA with two lads from Ballybrack. You're just not going to get that on RTE. You know what I mean? So that's
George Foreman was the most strangest
that was
interview
bizarre. It was just
ever.
bizarre. Like,
Is he a heavyweight boxer or my
and
George Foreman grill?
King of the Grill, King of the Grill.
How did you manage to get him on?
Just emailed him.
Tweeted him.
No, you just emailed and
Yeah,
he said yeah.
we tweeted him
we
first,
tweeted
saying,
him.
"Honestly, speak to your Irish fans." That
What was he like? You said that was a bit weird. What was
was
weird?
weird because we hadn't a lot of time, and we thought we were getting on really well. And a lot of the time, when you go through official channels to get a guest, you will be given a lot of time. Say when we had Becky Lynch, I think we had 15, 20 minutes, and she was loving life with us. So she said, "Lads, let's just keep going for another few minutes." And I think we might have been expecting that with George, but he was kind of in character, and
Yeah.
then was like, "Right, guys,
See you
time's up."
later.
And we're
Yeah,
just like,
pretty
"Oh,
much. You're like, oh, all right.
okay." He had to go and be a pastor in his church.
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus
But
Christ!
in fairness, you can't be late for mass, can I? Especially when you're the man doing the sermon, you know what I mean?
It was still very surreal, though. It was still very.
Yeah. But like it's
I would be so nervous to like I volunteered in South Africa there in
Yeah,
November.
I watched the
Really?
video, yeah.
So I was doing some of the media and like showcasing some of the people that were there. So I had to like do like little sound bites of say the Minister of Education for South Africa. Didn't have a fucking clue, but I didn't know who he was like 5 minutes before. So I had to just get like two or three questions and stuff. And then I had to do one with CJ Standard, the
Yeah.
lad who used to play rugby. I was just so nervous doing it because it's like you only get one take at this, you know? You have to make sure the mics, and I'm sure it's the same for you, is you have to make sure everything's right because it's an opportunity. And if you don't get it, you're done. Like,
Yeah.
yeah, but I think it's one of them though where like everyone's human, you know what I mean? And
yeah.
you will always encounter that kind of one or two that are shitty to you, and they'll almost take advantage of the fact that you're a little bit nervy or a little bit green or whatever. But most people have been in your situation where they were the new kid, they were the new guy, that was their first time doing something, and they can empathize with that. And usually, in that world of empathy, there's a commonality that people will sort of go, "It's all right, man. Just take your time. It's grand." But like, yeah, I think the thing with doing this sort of crack and the thing when you're chatting to people and all that is just they're human too. And so long as you can just sort of find like we've had guests on over the years who we would not agree with at all on some of the stuff. They'd have very, very different outlines, they had very different outlooks to we would on life. But we've still had a bit of crack with them because at the end of the day, they're human. They're still we'll finish the recording, myself and Mero will be like, look, I wouldn't go for a pint with them if they were the last fucker on earth, but they were grand to chat to for an hour and we
What
can
would you
find
do in
back
that
in the room.
situation then? If you don't agree with them as the like the host, do you just let them free will, or would you ever disagree? Would you be like, that's
Who's the
yeah.
American conservative we had on?
Michael Graham. Michael
Michael
Graham we had
Graham,
on, right?
yeah.
So
Had a bit of a
like
barney with
what were
him.
his views, like what were his views that he strongly didn't agree
Just
with?
the gun laws in
So
America. Okay.
he'd be a right-leaning Republican, a media guy in America, and he used to be on George Hook's show on News Talk for a while as a contributor, and he used to do some Irish media rounds and that kind of stuff. But like a nice guy, but just I wouldn't agree with him about the weather, never mind about American gun
Yeah.
policy or anything else like that. But at least you can like you're not looking to have an argument. You're just looking to kind of go, but hang on, you're saying this, but here's another
Yeah.
side. Like, have you considered this? Have you thought about this? Like, and most people are granted to just have a chat. They get that's what this is. It's just, you know, you're having a conversation. You don't have to agree on 100% of the things, but you don't have to be a dick to each other either. And I think the problem in the world now is that we've lost a little bit of that, especially on the internet, where you're either in camp A or camp B. You can't be anything else. And if you're not this, then we don't like you. We
You're
hate
not,
you
yeah.
because that's just an insane position to take. Like, it's just madness to me that, but and I'm guilty of it as well. Don't get me wrong, I'm preaching this, but like, I'm very guilty of it when I look at some of the shit going on and I'm like, wanker. And I haven't once asked them, why do you think that? Why do you feel like that? You know? But it's just the world we live in.
Who would you say is the best guest you've had on? Firstly, in terms of like notoriety, and then secondly, who was just the best crack, or who did you just get on the best?
I think for me, Amir, I would say you probably agree with this, but Christy Moore was a highlight. Like,
Was he? Yeah, because the people say that he's a bit of a prick, like when you go and see him in concert and
no,
stuff.
he's not an
Not at
absolute
all.
gent. Like, we used to record in Fitzpatrick Castle in Cloyne,
There
and
he is up there in the wall.
yeah,
Didn't even know you said him,
yeah.
but I love him.
Yeah, and what we were talking about an hour and a half, 2 hours up there, and
Abs
he had his guitar
surreal.
with him. He was singing a few songs with us, just chatting about like he was
Unreal.
an absolute gentleman. I couldn't speak more highly of him.
Absolutely the best. That's the best podcast we've done.
We've had a few mad ones over the years, like ones that were just random, but I absolutely loved. There's a guy, and I always go back to it. We've had him on twice. Michael Finkel is his name, right?
That's
And
brilliant.
yeah, and there's a movie, and I'm not sure if it's still on Netflix or not. It's called True Story, and it stars James Franco and Jonah Hill, and it's about this mass murderer who steals the identity of a New York Times journalist, and it's based on a true story. And the journalist who had his identity stolen by the murderer was Michael Finkel, and he wrote this book about it and everything else. We had him on talking about that. And just that story was just
You had him on
insane.
twice. He's brilliant.
So I love that one just because I was like, what the fuck is going on? This is
Yeah.
mad. PJ Gallagher is always a popular one. Joanne McNally is always a popular one.
Have you ever had anyone? I love watching podcasts about like, you know, the CIA and all that sort of stuff.
We
Like people who have been in like
yeah.
intelligence agencies and now they're
So
not. That sort of stuff is very interesting.
years ago, we had a guy called Colonel Randall Larson on the podcast, right?
Jesus,
And
yeah, remember that?
it was mad, right? Because I felt like fucking Nostradamus after this. He worked with, I cannot remember the scientist's name. Basically, he was part of the team that rid the world of smallpox, right? He was part of the crew on that. So he was talking to us about kind of mass pandemics. And this was like,
Wow.
This was before COVID. This is long before COVID. This is like, I want to say 2016, 2017. This is when we talked to him.
Yeah.
And on the podcast, we were to, and what happened was, I had watched a documentary about smallpox, went down a fucking rabbit hole. I remember saying to Mero, I was like, man, if something like this happens, we're
We're
fucked,
fucked.
right? And this is when you could still like look at conspiracy theories and then not feel like a prick that you were into conspiracy theories, right? And I was like, I want to get somebody on the podcast to talk about smallpox and to talk about what would happen if a pandemic hit the world. And he was like, yeah, right, do it. So looked at, and this guy was like fucking former special services in America, fucking worked for the CDC, worked all this kind of stuff. Really fascinating guy. And he said to us when we were chatting to him that he doesn't fear, like he served in like Vietnam, he served in Korea, all this kind of stuff. And he was like, I don't fear another global war. I fear a pandemic. And something coming along that's viral and wiping us all out. And I was like, this is what I said after watching smallpox. And
You're
then fast forward to 2019, and
literally telling everyone.
my little peanut brain is like, fuck is
Yeah.
happening? You know, so that one was just, but it was just mad having that conversation with him. Like, but yeah, I don't know, like it's weird. Like, oh, like we've talked to people who we probably never
We
talk to again.
talked to your man who was the North Korea watcher, Paul Fisher.
I
That was another
love
cool.
North Korea. I love watching. I don't love North Korea. I love watching
Just gotta
stuff. It's so
soundbite that one
interesting.
sentence, Paul. Just
Yeah. Your
it's
man
so
we
interesting.
interviewed, was brilliant because he's been there. He's a North Korea watcher. And we were
What's wait,
talking about
what's a North Korean watcher?
so
Just
he's
like,
so
just he's a
he
journalist that specializes in North Korea. You're like
okay.
someone who just is a R Russia watcher or
But
is that it's an outdated phrase, is it, Danny?
It is a bit, yeah. He's
Yeah.
been to North Korea and all that kind of stuff, and he'd be like an expert on like the Is it the Jong dynasty? Is it Kim Jong? No,
Yeah,
Un,
Kim Jong Un, Kim
the Un,
Jong Un,
the
yeah.
Kim Jong dynasty, I think. But that family, that, yeah. And just some of the stuff he was able to tell us and whatever. And it's just, you know, but I
What?
think.
Give me like one soundbite. What did he do? I love North Korea.
Well,
I don't
he
love
was
North, I
saying
love
how
Busan.
much your man loves water parks, and that he just
Oh
randomly
my God, the water park.
makes water parks around North Korea just because he loves water parks.
That
Just goes
fascinated
by
me as well.
himself. Yeah,
Yeah, they're not open
fascinating.
to the public or anything. Like,
Not open to the public. Good
like,
God.
so, and that's, and then, like, afterwards, he was like, you can check, he's like, you can go, there's like satellite images of just like these water parks just appeared and disappeared. And then another one, because he gets bored of the slides, so he wants new slides all the time. He's like a big fucking child, like, but even talking to him about some of the stuff, like the whole Dennis Rodman, North Korea relationship, then the like that Ric Flair and all going to North Korea for the wrestling. All this kind of stuff that happened over the years, you're just, what? This is mad,
Cool.
like.
What was his name? I'm
Amazing.
gonna go back and watch that one. Paul
Paul
Fisher.
Fisher.
Paul
He
Fisher.
wrote a book as well, and I can't remember the name of the book off the top of my head now. He's probably had several books, to be fair to him, but there was one about North Korea in particular. Mero, you put me onto it and I read it, and it was absolutely brilliant.
It was a really interesting listen to. Like, I found myself just forgetting that we were involved in an interview, and I was just listening to him. It was just
That's
fascinating.
incredible. Yeah.
If you've got someone like that on, do you just do like, would you do research for 3 or 4 hours? You just don't do any research.
No,
No,
not
that's the
would
point.
you?
That's the point of the podcast, because it's kind of like, it's like you're sitting in a pub having a few pints and you're just
Start
talking,
asking
and it's
someone. Yeah, like
and you just talk, and then get into a segue and get into tangents. And we don't do,
it's.
we obviously, the people we ask on, we obviously know a bit about to start the first 10 minutes, but you're counting on the rest of it then just to kind of organically speak about the
Yeah,
subject, the
like
expert on about.
it's worked for us and it's worked against us in terms of like
Yeah, I can imagine it.
yeah, like
There's some
we
few, like, what, have you got any pricks on that just like don't really ask you any questions, and you just have to keep on
ah.
at, and you're like, I don't know anything about
We
this
we've
person.
had we've funny enough, we've had someone on that has flipped and started asking us questions instead of us asking them questions. Don't
Very
know if you
recently,
know
Paul. Very
Paul.
recently.
Paul.
No, I think like it's we've had people maybe who were conversationally shy, and that's kind of where the lack of
Difficult.
preparedness. And it wasn't that they were prickish or anything like that. It was more so just like they'd answer the question, but rather than that question leading to something, it was very kind of like,
Oh God, yes, no.
that's all there is for that one. Okay. And then
Oh
you're trying to scramble and
God.
whatever, like, but 90%
Haven't
of
had
the
many
time.
bad ones though. In
No,
the
no,
on all
no.
the episodes we've done, I'd say it's single digits out
Yeah.
of five. That's what all the podcast hosts say, that is.
Exactly. Yeah.
Ah, no, I'm
We
being
don't
honest.
have any. We don't have any bad guests. And again, just remind people, we're brought to you by Dada. We're brought to you by Manscaped, Cadbury's, Dairy Milk, Diamond. No, but I did like again. It goes back to that piece of kind of like. Pretty much every guest we've had has come from us, like sending them a cold tweet, sending them a cold message on Instagram, or sending a cold email. Then being good enough to respond and say, "I'd love to have a chat with you lads," and that's all in good faith. So then, like, it's in their interest as well not to be prickish to them and whatever. And it's like there have been ones where we've kind of said after, like, our dad said to us, being like, "Oh Jesus, lads, how I just clammed up, sorry." And we're like, "Oh look, don't worry, it happens, you know." And it does happen, but I think bar there's been a few times where, like, we had one guest who literally did not know what a podcast was, had absolutely no fucking idea. But he was like, "And where's your camera?" And we were like, no, just this, just this." And then he reached down beside the chair beside me. He's like, "So I can have a little," and he's shaking a bottle of whiskey at us. And we were like, "Yeah, you do you, you do you,
Jesus
you know."
Christ.
And like, so there's been stuff like that where they just did no idea what they were getting into. So the conversation wasn't a conversation; it was more of a monologue, and me and Mero just contributing to that every 20 minutes with a question kind of thing. But yeah, like it's better than that. It's good fun though, you know. I like that we get to talk to people that we never thought we'd talk to, so can't complain.
Very nice. That's my questions, I think.
Bradley, can we go back to asking you a couple? Is that all right now?
Oh, that was lovely.
Well, that's more like,
Would
no, I
you
don't know.
consider a podcast with the topics that you're doing, travel and food and stuff?
Would I consider a podcast? I don't know. I think I'd love to go into so the travel stuff I'm doing at the moment. I'm basically like promoting it's I promote Ireland, like hotels, Airbnbs, activities, ask people on the streets what's their favorite thing about Ireland, all that sort of stuff. I'd sort of like to do that in some aspect, like on my own with my own like personality on it. I feel like the role that I'm doing at the moment is like I'm like a robot. Like I can do it, but it's not me. You know what I mean? Like I've got some strong views as you've heard. You know, it's when I'm doing that, it's like but podcasting, I don't know. This is my first thought. I don't know if I could do podcasting. I think it's a difficult job what you're doing. Like, so
Was
would you ever do a you just do audio, yeah?
one.
Would you ever do like visual, like YouTube sort of podcasts? You aren't.
I
Graham
think
doesn't
we're
seem
past
too into
that
that.
now, to be honest. I think the whole personally, when I see podcasts and the stereotypical podcast mic, the headphones, the music in the background, it just drives me mad.
Just saying absolute asshole. Sell
It's
me a phone, mate.
I just find it very contrived and very, clicky. I think we'll be 9 years old in June. I think that element of it has probably passed us. I think it's a hobby and we don't want to give ourselves any more work than what we already have.
It's
I think.
also the time that video, I
Oh, yeah.
think. That's what killed me. I just like editing the audio or whatever, like that's a 2 hour job on a Saturday morning for me. You know what I mean? Whereas if I have to do video and everything on top of that.
No.
Because that just answers my question. I was just going to say, is there like the little snippets you see on social media, little 10 seconds of podcasts and stuff?
Yeah.
That would grow you like exponentially, but it's
It
like there's
is, yeah.
so much work involved in that, isn't there?
So we've done that for
There
so
is, and
it's
there's so
been,
many, like it's
yeah.
and
And
when you anytime I find myself getting tricked into clicking on those things, it's fucking nothing, like it's
yeah.
nonsense. It's like some toxic masculinity trying to say a man should do this, and it's this fucking music in the background, and this whole I left my I used to do this. I was a down and out, and now I'm an entrepreneur. Entrepreneur seems to be a buzzword now with all these podcasters, and it just fucking drives me mad.
And then they have a
Hi,
course that they're
podcasters.
selling at the end of
Yeah, they're selling something.
it.
Yeah,
It's
Alpha
pathetic.
Brain. Get your Shroom Tech Immune and Alpha Brain. Yeah, anyway.
it's. I think that, the evolve like how podcasts have evolved to that. I think it's the worst of podcasts.
Yeah,
In
but
my
again, I
opinion.
think like, look, people are just trying to make a living, Graham, and if that's what they're doing,
It's like they are the worst of podcasts.
yeah,
People are just trying to make a little bit of a living there, right? You know?
man,
It is the
everybody's
worst.
just trying to put bread on the table, man.
I've never clicked into any of those on Instagram stories and watched them to their entirety.
Meadow,
I've
we were out.
switched off and was like, shove it up your hole. It's awful.
Meryl, we were out for dinner last night and you literally offered me two Alpha Brain across the table.
I don't even know what's Alpha Brain.
The Joe Rogan supplement.
Oh, yeah, see, there you go. Like.
Alpha Brain.
Remember that every episode of Joe Rogan. This episode's brought to you by Alpha Brain, Shroom Tech Immune.
Did you watch him? Because like 90% of people that I hear that like have podcasts, they say that they were
I
inspired by
cannot
Joe
stand
Rogan.
them. I wouldn't say I was inspired by him. I listened to Rogan, like I'm talking like maybe 2000, going back as far as 2010. I used to listen to Joe Rogan and whatever, and then slowly, he just became more and more of that bro culture.
Yeah.
It stopped being him and comedians just being funny, and it became, why the fuck am I listening to Joe Rogan talking about politics?
Yeah.
Why am I listening to Joe Rogan try to explain science to me? Joe Rogan's the fear factor guy. I used to watch people dangle off a crane to catch a ribbon so they might win 10 grand. Like, I don't need to hear Joe Rogan telling me about science. I'm out. I'm done. I can't, like, but then
Yeah.
you've got people who are putting their entire personality and their entire value system into, bro, it was on the latest Rogan episode. You should really listen to it.
Yeah,
All right,
and
man.
we saw the worst of that during the pandemic as well. Like, and
Yeah.
you'd often see the clips of Rogan saying something, and then you'd hear his producer interject and basically say, "Joe, that's not true."
Yeah. I've seen a few of them.
And he'll never say sorry. I thought it was true, or he'll just be stoned and he'd be like, "Bro, that would have been sick, man, if that was true."
Jamie,
Like he
are you
doesn't
sure? Are you sure?
apologize.
Pull that other clip, Jamie. Pull that other clip. No, that's not the clip or something. That's not the clip or something.
Yeah.
Hey,
And
treat Jamie like a little bitch.
he was caught
He's
out
like a
recently
4-year-old
enough.
man.
Well, look, man,
He was caught.
if I'm on the payroll, I'm gonna be like, no problem, Joe. I'll pull the other video. No problem, man.
Yeah.
No.
He was caught recently. It was alleged to him that Joe Biden said something really off the cuff. And he was like, "Oh my God, I can't believe he'd say that. I can't." And then producer Jamie, get that up. And it was actually Donald Trump that said it.
Now, Mero, you're going to upset the Donald Trump people.
You gotta,
Fuck
yeah.
them. Donald Trump.
My negativity has just oozed into you now, you know.
That's it. Paul, you're a terrible influence. And what's next for Is It Worth It? Have you got anything planned, or is there any like what are you hoping by the end of the year?
I'd love to go to America
All over here.
and do some food reviews over there, some of the pizza spots in New York or something like that.
And will
That's
you do it?
something I'd love to do. Will I do it?
Like, is that planned? Is that
Yeah.
are you
It's, I don't have
doing
it planned yet, but yeah, I will do it at some point. Like when I started, basically I just wanted to make videos for a few years. I was quite a shy lad. I still am. I'd be a very introverted sort of guy. But I wanted to make videos, and I said it to, I was in college with one of the lads, and I said it to him. It's like, I'd love to do it. We should do this together. You know, I sort of needed someone to do it with me. I didn't feel like I could do something like that by myself. And he was very supportive. He was like, "I'll help you. Like, I'll hold the camera or whatever, but I'm not doing them." And then like one day, I just done one day, and I was like, "Fuck, like I think I can do this." And then you keep doing it. And like I look back on some of my first ones, I was like, I was terrible. I still feel now I am terrible at them, but I'm getting better. And I just hope that as I go on, I can just keep on getting a little bit better every day. And yeah.
That's
Daddy.
it though. Like that's it. Like I wouldn't listen back to any of their early episodes purely because I know they're cringe and they're awful. But again, like they're a place in the time and they're a marker for you to go, okay, I did this good, so now I can take that and I can keep going and I can learn something else good and I can. But like your videos are good, man. Genuinely, like I genuinely do enjoy them. You were in Manchester recently just because you mentioned about traveling to New York and you're doing some
Yeah,
in
yeah, yeah.
Manchester as well and. I cannot for the life of me remember the name of the place you went to, but it looked like it was just down a laneway and it
Was,
was.
yeah. We were on bins. It was like a subs. It's called Fat Pats.
And honestly, I was tempted to book flights to Manchester off the back of
Yeah,
it.
it's unbelievable, isn't
Yeah, it looked unreal, man. It looked. Was that. Had you gone over to Manchester based on recommendations of people saying, like, oh, there's this spot, or was it just you were over a match and you were like, fuck it?
it? No, not at all. I went over with one of my mates to watch I support Tottenham. And he supports United, so we went over to Manchester to watch a match. And then I have a few of my mates now who would be very supportive and would like hold the camera and stuff. But yeah, when you're starting at the start, when I had like no followers, I'd hear like people who I was in school like they'd never say it to your face or whatever. We'd hear like they'd be slagging you and they'd be telling you, "Oh, you'd." And then and now like a few of the people who would have been slagging me at the start are like. They love it now because it's like working. And it's like you think yourself, it's like, where the fuck were you? You know, where were you when I had 10 views? And 10, I'm not saying that as if I've got fucking 100,000 around. I've got like 10,000 followers. But it's like, where were you? The people, like a lot of people like that aren't your close friends. They don't support you until something actually works. So that's a message I'll have for anyone that's like listening that wants to do something out of the ordinary or whatever. People like they won't believe in you at all. You have to just believe in yourself and just take the step. And if you do that and you go somewhere, then they'll all follow you, you know? Big time.
Absolutely. Yeah, 100%. That's it. You
What
got
are
to
your
back yourself.
pages there, Paul? What are the name of your Instagram pages for our listeners?
It's Paul underscore is it worth it?
And
And
the
I'll let
travel
you
one?
know if it's worth it. The travel one, that's a brand that I work for. That's travel the number two Ireland.
Deadly.
And you'll find them on, yeah,
Yeah,
wherever
and
you watch.
it's Instagram TikTok and YouTube for the is it worth it
On
shenanigans.
Facebook, I've got like
On Facebook.
400 followers on Facebook. But yeah, if you want to follow me over there, feel free.
Any over 60s that are listening that are on the internet, yeah, Facebook. Very, very age inclusive. So have you got and are you allowed, are you able to tell us who are you going anywhere this weekend? Are you
Are we going anywhere this weekend? So I usually plan that with one of my friends is just back from Australia now. He helps with the videos a good bit. I don't know if you have any recommendations, lads. You know, fire them in. I try to listen to like what people where they want me to go. I can go one of two ways now. You know, some people
Yeah.
they'll tell you to go somewhere and they'll be commenting it, you know, for months, and then you go and it's terrible.
You should go to Data.
Data, where's
Yeah.
that?
Yeah.
Like there's one
Glasgow.
in Greystones, there's Bray, there's Glastool. I think there's one another one. I think that's where we were last night. Now I've had it a few times. It's just absolutely sensational.
I'm
Like
raising, I didn't
Pakistani
get.
that Data restaurant. So they're in Bray, Blackrock, Greystones, and Glastool. They're open.
For fuck's sake, Mary, you don't need to get the opening times. You're giving them more than enough for plugging this episode now. Come on, for fuck's sake.
Yeah, they're open 7 days a week, but
You better be getting free food off these boys.
you
You
won't
obviously.
can tell you.
You won't taste nicer food from that part of the world. I'm
Right,
telling you.
that now that's a big statement, Graham.
Have you been to that part of the world?
I've been to Southeast Asia, but not
Then
India and
go fuck
Pakistan.
yourself. You don't know
Okay,
what you're
right.
talking
There you go.
about.
There you go. I feel like I should send you to the Midlands, given I'm living here, but honestly, it's where food goes to die. I'm trying to
What is
actually.
out there? Is it like ham, cabbage, potatoes,
I,
meat
if you're
proteins?
lucky, if you're lucky, yeah. Mostly it's just raw broccoli and butter.
Oh my God.
I say actually, there are some nice places to be fair. There's some good restaurants, but in terms of kind of like Leash needs a good pizza place. It really like I mean it has the chains like do you know what I mean, but it, like
Do you
there's
like Neapolitan style pizza? That's a huge stumbling block for me on my
yeah
bridge.
I'm right so I'm not up to speed on what is what style right but if I
Like
were to
this, you know, it's soup in the middle. You know, when you try to
right
pick up a slice and it won't, there's no crisp. It all
no
falls off. That's
I needed
Neapolitan.
to have a bit of structural integrity
There you go.
right
Yeah,
yeah
man after my own heart.
That's what I need from my pizza.
Okay.
I like there to be a crunch when I bite into it from the under, as you said, the undercarriage, as you.
Undercarriage.
Yeah.
I stole that from that's Dave Porno. That's
There you
not me.
go. Yeah.
It's great though. It's great, you
Yeah,
know.
it is. There is actually there's a decent burger place down here called Bovine. It's not bad. It's you know by Leash standards, it's fucking chef kiss, but
Okay.
compared to some of the Dublin places, you'd kind of go, it's like an ugly cousin, but it's decent.
I'm gonna plan, Danny. I'm gonna plan a visit to Leash, right,
Oh God,
in the
right.
next year, and I'll just do three or four places. I'll message you. You can give me
Deal.
three or four places, right, and
Deal.
I'll do them, and
Yeah.
I'll give you the scores on some Leash places.
Deal, right? And because this will be a good measuring stick for me as well to see just how much my taste buds have deteriorated in the years of living down here. I don't do sushi. My wife likes sushi. There's a
I don't
sushi
like
place.
sushi.
You don't look grand perfect. That's your.
I'm having sushi after this call.
No, I don't. I can't get. I just no.
I
And
actually
also,
ate before I came on because I heard you saying that it's a
yeah,
you need to eat before you get onto one of these because you'll be
you never do it
starving.
though. Yeah, we do be lapping. Yeah, we always make the mistake. Although today I did eat before I came on, mostly because I didn't have lunch and I was fucking lapping. But yeah, Paul, we've taken more than enough of your time, and you have chocolates and a cup of tea to be getting to as well, which is
Oh yeah,
we hear the comments.
Himalayan
So,
salted caramel.
that's it. So, Paul underscore is it worth it on the social medias? Do have a look, lads, and send in recommendations if you know if your favorite haunt deserves to be put into the is it worth it record books. Let them know.
I'll let you know. I will 100% let you know.
Paul, thanks a million, man. Appreciate
So,
your time
lads.
and all the best to the
Thanks,
channel and
Paul.
everything that's coming after.
Cheers.
We'll go chat that.
Gentlemen.
Wasn't expecting him to interview us the way he did, but you know what I mean? Like, that's all right, Graham. That's all right.
That's the beauty of podcasts, isn't it? Podcast
Like,
chat.
it's unusual that the tangents were directed by somebody else for once, which it was nice. You know what I mean? Like, it was our first call back in a few weeks. So, I mean, first call back means somebody else kind of doing the heavy lifting, which is great. Great. So, But yeah, Paul's a good guy and really enjoyed that chat. Do check out his content and send on recommendations. And you know, if you disagree, if you've been to somewhere that he's been and you think you scored, don't be abusive about it. You can disagree with him. It's fine. Just don't be a dick, lads. That's life, isn't it? Unless it's to Leo Radgar, he can fuck off. Anyway. That's about it for this week. Nice one to return to.
Yeah.
And you want
we'll
to
see
say,
you in May.
Yeah, 2025. yeah, I'm tired, Mero. I don't really have anything else to say. Do you have anything else to say?
No, I'm all good.
We let everybody go home to their beds.
I got home to watch some of Paul's content.
Nice. Try find somewhere to go out. Try find somewhere that's given a high score, and then you go and see is that score genuine.
I'll see if it's worth it.
Hey, there you go. I set them up, you knocked them down, Mero. That's what you like. If people want to listen to the previous 304 installments of this wonderful award-winning podcast, where can they do so?
They can go to WTSpod.com or else they can search WTSpod on any podcast provider. Everywhere and anywhere you get a podcast, just put in WTSpod, whether it be Podcast Republic, Apple Podcasts, Podbean, Stitcher, anywhere and everywhere, get a podcast, just get us at WTSpod. We're also on Twitter at WTSpod. He's at Dan John Murray. I'm at Mary Gomania on Instagram and as well. I fucked that up, but anyway, you know where it is.
It's the first one back in a few weeks, man. You're gonna be rusty.
I'm rusty.
That's okay.
Rusty.
That's okay. But the next one, you know.
Yeah, I'll have it rehearsed properly for the next one. I'm gonna have to have some sushi.
I can't abide by that. But anyway, look, you enjoy that. All right. You enjoy.
Thanks very much. Thanks, everybody.
Have a wonderful evening, ladies and gentlemen. Until next time, clear eyes,
full hearts, can't lose.
This week.